China and Russia have hit back at U.S. President Donald Trump's first national security strategy that he announced on Tuesday. The Kremlin rejected Trump's claim that Russia poses a threat to the U.S. Moscow said the strategy has an imperialist nature and shows a lack of willingness to give up on unilateralism. Moscow says the strategy needs to be carefully studied. Beijing also blasted Trump's comments, saying Washington should abandon its Cold War mentality. China said any country which distorts the facts or slanders others will only do so in vain. In his speech, Trump had claimed that Russia and China seek to challenge, quote, America's influence and values. Joining us live now from the Lebanese capital is Martin Jay, who is an award-winning journalist. Martin, thanks for joining us. What do you make of Trump's national security strategy?
Well, I don't think there are any great surprises. I mean, he spent an awful lot of time blasting previous presidents and listing his own achievements in the last year in office. So, but I did touch on one or two issues there, which I think we'll see raising their head in the future. He specifically named China and Russia as so-called competitors in this new world order, which he seems to be struggling to grasp. I mean, I think he's delusional. I think he's stuck in the 1980s model where America was the sole superpower under President Reagan, and he hasn't really moved forward and accepted that the world has changed. And, you know, China, Russia, and to some extent Iran is calling the shots around the world now, and it's probably better for American interests that the sooner he acknowledges that.
So then do you agree, Martin, with China and Russia's response to that statement in the sense that they said this is a Cold War mentality? Do you think that there will be more friction going forward between them and the United States?
It is a Cold War mentality, and that's really the problem. I mean, the thing is with China is that it's a curious and complicated situation because America and China have a great future in theory together because their economies are so intertwined with one another. But you know, there's very little room for chest beating or making threats or anything like that because, you know, Trump has to face realities. There's companies in China reaped $36 billion in just 1 year in profits last year. And that's a trade-off with 2.6 million American jobs in America, which Trump has to acknowledge, you know. So you've got a problem there in that geopolitically, Trump can't get what the Chinese he can't get the Chinese to do his bidding for him on North Korea, but he is sort of holding the hand out with his speech and sort of saying to the Chinese, look, I'd really appreciate if you could start making the right steps towards doing something about intellectual property rights, about overcapacity of steel, and giving American firms better access to the Chinese market. I mean, that's really what this whole issue is about now. So, you know, it's largely rhetorical. Strangely, Trump is being diplomatic and political rather than actually issuing any threats to China, which he really can't do. I mean, when you look at the kind of debt that China has in America, something like a third of all America's debt is held by China, over $1 trillion, and a $300 billion trade deficit that America has with China doesn't really give Trump too much leverage in terms of issuing any kinds of threats or anything, really.
We have about a minute and a half left, Martin. I'm wondering, you know, all of this goes back to apparently Trump's campaign pledges, doesn't it, where he promised to put America first. And then in the speech, he said, I want to safeguard the homeland. Will this do that? Does this put America first?
When does protectionism work? You know, I mean, he's not waking up to some of these realities that I mentioned earlier about trade. You know, if America is going, I mean, why are Americans so addicted to Chinese products? Because they're cheap and they're getting better in terms of standards all the time. So he's trying to apply a direct link with China's economy and its expansion and say jobs in places where, which states which invested very heavily in old industries like the steel sector, for example, you know, but the equation doesn't work. You know, I mean, what really Trump needs to be doing is working out how he can improve relations with China and perhaps forgetting this delusional idea that China will nail the North Korean problem for him. You know, he'll have to work that one out on his own. But if he improved the economy back home in America, of course, people would spend less on Chinese products. So, you know, the Chinese did say it could be a win-win situation. I think Trump needs now to work with his people very closely to see where the win-win scenarios are in the coming years.
Okay, Martin, we'll leave there at that. But of course, as always, we appreciate you sharing your insight with us.